Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ty. How may I help you?
Yes, I have two charges on my account that I don't know where they came from.
Yes, ma'am. To locate your account.
I'm sorry?
What were you saying?
I think it's from something I got from JCPenney, and I thought it was just a one-time deal, and evidently I'm being charged.
Yes, ma'am. And to locate your account, may I have your zip code?
10992. Yes.
And what's the first and last name?
Cynthia Dillon.
Yes, ma'am. And what's the shipping address?
6 Yarmouth, Yarmouth, Court, Washingtonville, New York.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment to assess your account, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I do see that with your account with us, that your account has been canceled.
Well, am I going to get the refunds? There's two of them. One's $87.43 and one's
$89.65.
Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I get those refunds. Because
yes,
I did order the two... Whatever they were,
face cream, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, one was $7.49 and one was $6.49. It was on a JCPenney thing. I thought it was a going out of business type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I do see that like already canceled your account out for you, and due to those charges being valid, we can't tamper with those charges.
Oh, I better get a refund on those charges. I didn't get to finish that call. I got cut off on that call.
Yes, ma'am. But I see they did explain to you that the reasons of why you got charged, because again, next
week. No, I didn't get nothing.
What I can do is explain to you is that it was a 14-day trial. There was a 14-day trial with a 30-day supply. Yeah, there's not a cancellation within those 14 days. That company, as soon as you got the product, and they charge you full price for those bots that you've used.
Nobody told me it was 14. No one said it was a 14-day trial, and I haven't even used it yet.
Yes, ma'am. But due to those terms and conditions, the 14-day trial, it's in the terms and conditions before you buy the product. It explains the whole situation. But again,
evidently, it didn't explain very well, because I honestly thought I was just buying it. I thought it was like JCPenney going out of business type thing. Mm-hmm. I want to send it back. Like I said, I haven't even used it.
It's non-returnable because our warehouse is a shipping warehouse only. But again, since these charges are valid.
That's like $150, $60 for something I'm not using. Let me speak to somebody else.
Listen, but my supervisor has the same protocol as I.
Then let me speak to her supervisor. Because I'm not paying this. You guys, not you. I'm not saying you. You're just on the person on the phone. But they set up these websites where you don't realize what you're doing until you get a bill.
Listen, that's always advise customers to always make sure you read the terms and conditions. If you don't see terms and conditions, always look for it at the bottom of the website, and you can click on to see the terms and conditions and explain to you what you're gonna buy.
Right now, it's not. You gave me the lecture, but I still want to speak to someone about getting those refunded.
Just gonna give me one moment. All right, ma'am, so what we're going to do is notate the account and then transfer you over to a supervisor. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, man, just been notating the account.
Okay.
Swear again, ma'am?
You notated the account. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do now for you is transfer you over to a supervisor. But I do thank you for calling customer support. And I hope you have a great day. Just give me one more to transfer you over.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.